Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. All I can say is wow, wow, wow. I said yesterday this could turn out to be a busy news week. Monday started out a little rough in the office. One minor complication after another. But in this nation and around the world, we saw history in the making. Now, I received a text last evening from a listener. And he said, so, unemployment is at an 18-year low, taxes have been cut, gay marriage lawsuit against a Christian baker is overturned, trade is being renegotiated, and Kim Jong-un is at the table talking peace and a new future and nuclear disarmament. Are you tired of winning yet? Next comes a $1 trillion infrastructure plan and jobs, jobs, jobs. Oh, he said, and I forgot. ISIS is back in the hole they crawled out from. Russia has all but pulled out of Syria, and we have our embassy in Jerusalem. And he texted, yawn. This message came from before the history continued to be made last evening, or early this morning, I stayed up and I watched the signing of the papers, which are just the beginning of what we pray will be peace in North Korea, peace in South Korea, peace in Japan, and hopefully peace everywhere. I know that sounds like somebody on a beauty contest. All I want is world peace, but this will not be easy, as there is a history in North Korea of generations of dictatorship, which is communist-run, and brutality. Could it be that the older leader is now helping the younger leader to lead, to make North Korea great again, and erase the hate and violence that honestly came from many directions? Will we have peace in our own nation? Hate is no respecter of persons. There seems to be a lot of hate going around these days, even with the accomplishments of our current administration, and we still have a long way to go. The left, the haters, the uneducated, those who do not believe in a republic form of government continue to curse and wail and carry on like children. Unlike children, who are the adults to bring the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans back under the control of the Republic? Who is it that will bring civility and honesty back to America's media? Who will stand firm on what America has built upon, that rock, God, His Word, His liberty, His equality, the natural rights of man given by God? We the people. That's who. If we once again go back to the rules for radicals, I know you're rolling your eyes around because I always go back to that. The purpose in the rules is to control the people. In a republic form of government, the people are the ones in control. The people are the government. Today in America, we have that flipped. It's all inside, outside, upside down. And it didn't just happen with one administration. And one administration cannot solely bring it back home. While there were some administrations who were more destructive to our rule of law and constitution, it took years to bring America this far from our independent dream of our founding fathers. We had much, and we squandered it. We allowed others to talk us out of it, to compromise it. We got lazy, and we turned it over to an elected body, a.k.a. Congress, who then spent it and embezzled it. And now it is up to us to bring it back. What is it? Liberty. Independence. The Republic. God. There is only one reason for a government to want to disarm its people. They are up to no good and realize once you figure it out, they are in danger. So, they promise the people, we'll take care of you and protect you. But number four in the rules for radicals, and watch how this is worded. Listen to it. How to create a socialistic state? Number four is gun control. And in this paragraph, it says, remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you are able to create a police state. A police state, such as North Korea. The people are and were not allowed to defend themselves. This is unique to the United States of America because our founding fathers had already experienced a dictator who was willing to hurt the people, to control the people, to take the power, their power, for his. You see? Many Americans lack the understanding for the sake of convenience they are willing to compromise. The First Amendment isn't about people's feelings. It isn't about allowing vulgar language, not burning and looting. It's about speaking out freely against a government that just might be trying to control you, to bully you. The Second Amendment isn't about shooting a robber at your door or one that approaches you at your car in the dark of the night or the quiet of the morning. It isn't about hunting for food. Those issues were not even in question. But the king at that time wanted to disarm our founding fathers, to keep them from rebelling and shooting back. Get the picture? We the people are the only ones who can truly make America great, to make America free, to make America safe. And many people have taken up the call and devoted their lives to one issue or another. And today's guest goes way back with us. As I promised you yesterday, today we're going to visit with Larry Pratt, the founder of Gun Owners of America. They've been trying to make America great and safe again for several years. Welcome back to CSE Talk Radio, Larry. It's been a long time. I know you've been busy.
Thank you.
I know you've been busy.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, the gun anti-gun folks have been keeping us busy, but I think sometimes we take a step back. But on balance, I think we're heading finally in the right direction. And wow, what a ride!
It is. You know, there was a year, and I think it was in, I don't know, it was 2013 or 2014. I can't remember which one it was. But it was like 3 or 4 months. That's all we had was gun control. I mean, it was just hammered at us. And that's all it seemed to be. I seemed to be the Second Amendment talk show. It seemed to be all we had and to talk about it. And I'll tell you what, it has been a ride. And it's something that's never going to go away. They're always going to try to keep that. Go ahead.
One thing that we've seen from these kinds of episodes where the left jumps on board to try to use some horrific shooting to be the predicate for disarming Americans, for a long time, what they don't seem to get is the more they push their agenda, which is so radical, on the American people, especially in terms of infringing the right to keep and bear arms, the more it gets Americans' backs up, and the more they do that, the more people come to Gun Owners of America at our gunowners.org website and get on our email list and become part of the muscle that we have up on Capitol Hill. Our folks up there more than once told, you're from Gun Owners. Yeah, your email are loud. And there's something that we keep in mind years ago, barely within my lifetime. Wow. Senator Everett Dirksen was fond of saying that, when I feel the heat, I see the light.
Let's do him when we come back. We're headed into a commercial. Larry, that was great.
All right.
We're headed into a commercial. We're visiting today with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring a... And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. You can go to gunowners.org. That's real simple, gunowners.org. Now, Larry, I didn't know you did impersonations. That was just pretty good.
Well, I do remember hearing it from the man himself. And it was a distinctive voice because he was, I guess, kind of a heavy smoker. So his voice became gravelly. And I think, as you say, I think I was pretty fair to what the guy sounded like. But it was very interesting that an accomplished politician, a man who had been minority and majority leader in the U.S. Senate, would say something so revealing about himself and other politicians. And we need to keep that in mind if we hope to get the politicians to do what they're supposed to do, uphold their oath of office, to abide by the Constitution, because otherwise, if they don't hear from us, they're going to hear from the lobbyists, they're going to hear from other politicians, they're going to hear from the media and leftists in general that they should be going in some other direction than the way oftentimes they campaigned. And they get into that swamp, and if they don't have people helping them see their way through the muck, it's not long before they sink into the muck.
I like the way you say that, people helping them see their way, because I have come to the conclusion in the last 2 months, I've been putting it verbally the last couple of months, that Congress is the biggest threat to American liberty. You know, presidents come and presidents go, and we have bad administrations. There's no doubt about that. But Congress stays and stays and stays, and they're the ones. They're the reason. They're supposed to control the purse. They're the reason we have the debt.
The purse, yes. If they would just simply tell, for instance, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, mm-hmm. you have violated the Second Amendment so many times, well, ideally they would just cut them off, but at least severely curtail their expenditures, which would result in people having to be let go. That would be one way to control the Environmental Protection Agency. That would be another way to control the Bureau of Land Management, which caused the scandal that was perpetrated against the Bundy Ranch
and the Hammonds
out in Nevada. And you just start telling these people, sorry, you don't have any more funds. We had to cut budgets, and there are just so many commitments to Social Security and things like that that go whether or not so the government doesn't even have to be operating, and the checks get written for Social Security, auto-printed, auto-penned, everything just automatic. But one thing that's not automatic, and that is the salaries and the travel expenditures and the operational expenditures for all these bureaucratic conglomerations here in Washington, D.C. And if the Congress use their power of the purse, argument over.
Mm. Well,
if
you
they're
know,
not around, I guarantee you, Beth, these folks don't volunteer. You got their money, they're gone.
You know, the Congress, like I said, they control the purse. We could also have ended Planned Parenthood. We could have ended, you know, we had that majority back in 2012. We could have ended Obamacare then, but they didn't do it.
Right.
Congress is making money. And, you know, you can see right now, and I don't know what, you know, you and I haven't chatted, so I don't know what your feeling is about the current administration. It's a little wild, but I came to the conclusion during the election, and I was not necessarily a girl that was out there campaigning for Trump every day, but I was watching on both sides at how much they hated this man. This was the man every single one of them had at one point in time gone to for money. But now they hate the man. And I was trying to figure out why this hate was so universal. And
well,
I came
I'll
to the conclusion.
See
if yours matches mine. One, he wasn't one of them. But the real reason they didn't like him was the two things he campaigned on: trade and immigration. Those things work together. The Congress has been lobbied, and they have been making money off of trade and immigration, and they go together, whether it's legal immigration or illegal immigration. It is about the money.
And those two issues find support among almost all Democrats in Congress and a significant number of Republicans as well.
Absolutely.
And that's why when Trump was campaigning against the elite, against the establishment, without necessarily saying it, he was not only saying Nancy Pelosi, he was also saying Paul Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that coded message. They knew, both sides of the aisle knew that he was coming for them. When he was talking about deep state, he knew they were the funders of the deep state. And that, I think, is what made Trump so, as you say, universally detested here inside the Beltway. And it was one of the things that made me suspect that, because I couldn't really tell who this guy Donald Trump was.
Yeah.
I knew he wasn't Hillary Clinton, so that decision
that was
really made.
That was a plus right there.
Yeah, I mean, decision making over. You know, next issue.
You know,
I didn't really know what to expect, and I got to tell you, this guy's agenda, whether or not it has a rigid philosophical foundation in Milton Friedman's free market economics, I don't. He is here to settle some scores, and most of the scores that he wants to settle seem to be ones that I would like to see a president settle.
Oh, absolutely. It's just amazing to me as I watch this unfold, and even today, and I stayed up. When I went to bed, I go to bed late anyway because I watch all the crazy news, and so I was watching to see what was going to happen, because they said it could be decided really quick if he'd know right away if he was serious or not serious. But it the way it transformed last night or this morning, you could tell that the pre-work had already been done. Now, they still needed to have their meeting, but they signed this paper, which is just a promise to keep going. And I'm putting that very generally, but it was history in the making. And I stayed up when I went to bed. The TV was still on, and I thought, you know, I'm going to watch, because they keep saying that it's going to be 2 minutes and they're both coming back out. And so I watched it. But even then this morning, Larry, the left, the mainstream media, those who cannot stand this president, they can't see a positive in it. In fact, they tried to parallel it. The one gal, I get so aggravated at her. They have her on the Fox all the time, you know, on Fox News all the time, because she's the opposite opinion.
Mm.
But she was saying, well, this is so hypocritical because they think this is wonderful. He gives a thumbs up to this communist regime, and he pats him on the back and all this and that. And then they've criticized President Obama when he went to Cuba. Well, there was a huge difference. By the way, I do impersonations. I do President Trump. Huge, huge. So there was a huge difference, but to try and say that was hypocrite, I thought was a little bit bizarre. But then I never agree with her anyway. I'm a little bit prejudiced against her, I guess, because she just says stupid stuff all the time.
All the time.
All the time. I don't know. I can't remember her name. She talks kind of with a crooked jaw. I don't know how else to explain that. She's a young woman, a pretty woman, but she talks with a crooked jaw.
That when Obama signed the deal, which I thought was a Munich in the making, a capitulation to the Iranian regime,
oh, yes.
They didn't have anything to say about the horrendous civil rights record of Iran. They didn't have anything to say during Obama's rapprochement with Fidel Castro and company about his horrendous abuse of civil liberties and mass murder of Cubans. All of a sudden, we should become extremely concerned about the fact that they have a horrendous civil rights record and persecution record and murder record in North Korea. But what has been overlooked is that Trump had actually alluded to the fact that they were dealing with that, just they didn't spend as much time on that issue. But it was on the table, contrary to what many of the media were telling us. So I think Trump seems to be pretty well informed. It seems to have his ducks in a row.
I think he's a smart guy. I do.
I think
I don't know that
smart.
We'll always agree with him, but I think he's a smart guy. You know, he was confessing. We're headed into another break. He was confessing early this morning he did things that he said, I did stuff I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to, you know, he was talking about all the rhetoric that went back and forth, all the ugly name calling and all. They said, I didn't want to do that. He said, I even felt foolish doing it. He said, but it was the right thing to do because look where we are now. And you know, it's like it was a whole plan, you know, even calling him Rocket Man. It was a whole plan to bring him to the table. We're headed into a break. I want to share with you when we come back. I shared with my listeners yesterday a little bit of hypocrisy in the Democrat Party, and I think you won't be surprised. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Larry and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. You can visit their website by simply going to gunowners.org. That's gunowners.org. It is owners, right? I had that up here a second ago. Yes, it is.
That is correct.
And because I had a little typo. I would say typo, but I wrote it by hand on my sheet here that I'm following. I promised you a little hypocrisy, which it was almost... It was almost funny to me yesterday because I was reading this. This is the demands the Democrat Party are making. They will not agree to any deal that the president makes with North Korea if it doesn't meet these 5 demands, which I don't know if you've read those demands or not. They're really everything the president was wanting anyway. And this isn't going to happen with one meeting. This is going to take several meetings to get everything done. But here's what they wrote, Larry. And I, you know, bear in mind now that they have been obstructionists all the way. I mean, he's been in the presidency over a year now. And they have obstructed this man. They haven't even given him his administration yet. They still have like 300 nominees that they haven't elected or haven't voted on. So, here's what they said. We believe that Congress, therefore, has an important role to play in working with the administration to support your efforts and to shape U.S. policy toward North Korea. I love that. To working with the administration.
How much they want to work with Donald J. Trump. Oh, it's in their heart's desire.
And then they go on and they say, however, we also believe that Congress must act as a check on agreement, any agreement that does not live up to these principles by imposing tougher sanctions and oversight. Now, I said earlier in the show that Congress is the biggest threat to American liberty. If you'll remember, Congress, Republicans and Democrats, turned the Iran deal completely over to President Barack Obama and John Kerry. Hands off, they kind of did a little, you know, a little pilot and washed their hands of the situation and never looked back. And then when the president says, we're going to get out of that deal right now, then they're up in arms. They didn't like it, and then they were up in arms. So, but I just loved it. That they have an important role to play in working with the administration.
Well, what you just described is clearly hypocrisy, and it brings to mind something that a talk show host here in the Washington, D.C. area has occasion to say almost every morning is that, well, without double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. That nails it.
He or she got that right, for sure.
Yeah, you just gave a great example of that kind of double standard indeed. And so they can criticize Trump one day because he's not, and then they can those same conditions when he is pushing to accomplish those, then they criticize him for pushing for those conditions. It's a wonderful world they live in.
Oh my gosh. And they're nothing he does can be of any good, according to them. And, you know, maybe we were as bad with President Barack Obama or President Clinton. Now, you know, we were pretty critical of President Bush. And, you know, it's...
Well, I certainly was.
I know I was, too. And, you know, the man I worked for back then was. You know, it's not a matter of what party they belong to. It's whether or not they're doing the will of the... it's whether or not they're following the Constitution. And if they're doing the will of the people, which is who we are as a republic. And, you know, when President Trump gave his inauguration speech that first day, you know, and they called it a dark speech. What did he say that was so dark? We want to restore the republic? Was that a dark?
Well, that's dark for them.
It is dark for them.
That means that they won't have untrammeled power. That means there'll be budget cuts. That means there'll be whole agencies resigned to the ash can. Yes, that's very dark. If he means that, we've got to stop him at all costs.
Oh. And it has been that. I mean, look at what has gone. I mean, these people are insane. The Democrats, I mean, the way they have been screaming and carrying on and the media and Hollywood. Oh, my gosh. I call him Bobby Don't Know instead of Bobby De Niro. But it's instead of Robert De Niro, I call him Bobby Don't Know. It's just crazy what they've done. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, that's why somebody else has to write his lines.
Well, I guess they figure that if they are speaking with vulgarities and worse, that somehow that really makes them powerful. And really it just means that, bless your heart, fella, you got to learn what it means to be classy.
We know what bless your heart means. And not only that, you know, they're acting like seventh graders. I mean, yes. Seriously, they're acting like seventh graders. But getting back to gun owners of America, getting back to our Second Amendment and the how vital it is in this nation to keep that, if you can keep it, you know, the republic, if you can keep it.
That's right.
As we have watched what's happened to President Donald Trump's administration, and you have to bear in mind, I know you do, and I'm talking to my listeners again, we have to bear in mind, it isn't the man that they hate. It's all us deplorables that elected him. And
that's right.
So that is who they're really directing this hate at. He's the man standing in front of us, and we need to give that man a stand up, straight up, as an American people, and back him up, and back his family up, and protect them as best we can. It is our duty. But the Second Amendment has never seemed more important than as we have watched this deep state unveil and realize how free we have not been.
That's right. These bureaucrats are absolutely beside themselves, and you can see them. In fact, there was just a guy, trying to remember his name. He was in the news the last couple of days, but he was just arrested from this. He had worked at the Senate Intelligence Committee on their staff. He was one of the big guys on their staff, and he was arrested as being one of the main leakers. Now there was an example of the deep state, and as you were pointing out, that had extended into the Congress, and he was trying to undo the president by his leaks. And people have been saying, "Oh, tut tut, it's so bad that all this stuff gets leaked out. Some of it is very sensitive information, national secrets, and so forth." And yet, this guy was privileged to be able to do it. This is what he had to do to save the country for liberalism or something like that. Well, he got arrested, and he's facing some pretty serious charges. And it could happen to a more deserving guy if, in fact, that's what he's been doing. If they got the goods on him, then he deserves to never work on the Hill again.
Wow.
And he's just one. There would be others that you could no doubt point to. They're hard to find unless they somehow make a mistake and come into the light. But the evil deeds of darkness can be exposed to light. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've seen such an intense pushback against President Trump, is that they see that he really does have a serious commitment to stopping what the deep state has been doing and to hold them accountable to the laws that they impose on us. If we did the kind of things that some of these folks do here in Washington,
they'd throw the key away.
Jail a long time ago.
They'd have locked us up and thrown the key away. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome. You're welcome to join us in this conversation at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Join the fight. Join the battle. Join Gun Owners of America. Go to gunowners.org. That's gunowners.org. You know, we can't do it by ourselves. We've got to join together to bring America home, whether it's the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, or all the amendments. You've got to get involved. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Larry, Beth Ann, for Liberty, we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need We the People educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. It's been a long time since we've had him on. I think probably in one of the first years that I was on with my show at CSC Talk Radio. It was a long time ago. We hit 7 years in May. We've been here 7 years, and it's been a bumpy ride. But it's thank you. It's been a bumpy ride, and it's still got a little bump in it. But it's we're getting there. It's
excellent.
It's something that I feel a calling to do, and it is a mission. It's been a sacrifice, and I know that you have sacrificed as well where you are. And
well, it's worth the effort. I think we're seeing progress little by little. By the way, during the break, I looked up the name of that Senate Intelligence Committee staffer, James Wolf. He's the guy that's now in deep doo-doo for doing all the leaking, or a lot of the leaking that was coming from that committee. And he's now going to have some things to worry about other than who he leaks the information to.
Absolutely. We do have a caller. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Just staying dry. It's raining down here.
Well, we need the rain, so it's not raining here. We had a little rain, a little thunder, a little lightning during the night, and, it smelled so good when I went outside this morning, but it's not raining now, and we do need it. What's on your mind?
Right. I was wanting to find out what the gun owners of America are doing about the unconstitutional gun laws they've got in this country, like the prohibitions against machine guns and cannon and bazookas and, all the other weapons of war that the Second Amendment says we have the right to. And what are they doing about
the
gun?
I agree with your statement that those are the very kinds of things that the founders envisioned as being protected in the individual possession of American citizens. We've come a long way from that. And one of the things, it's a baby step, but one of the things that we are pushing right now, because there is a majority support in the Congress in both houses, the problem is that there's not support from the Republicans in the Congress, and that is a national carry bill that would let you treat your concealed carry permit from your state very much like you do your driver's permit from your state. Mm-hmm. Get a permit in Missouri or state of Washington, you can drive anywhere in the country. Well, the same thing under this bill would be the case with a concealed carry permit from Missouri or from Washington. And the other provision of the bill that's rather attractive, if you live in a state where they really don't want you to have one of these permits, say New Jersey or whatever, you could get a permit very likely from Utah, from Florida, and that would have to be recognized in your own state. So if your own state won't issue a permit, you could get one from one of the more friendly states, and you'd be good to go, and you'd be able to protect yourself with a concealed weapon that you would be able to carry wherever the state law permitted that to occur. So that's something that kind of...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
My question is, since when do they get to tell us that we have to have their permission to carry concealed or to have a machine gun or anything else to start with?
Bingo. And that's why
those rights can't be licensed, taxed, or denied.
Agreed. And that's why we're supporting the constitutional carry movement, which now has taken effect in a dozen states, and more hopefully are going to be coming in the next year or two, that says if you have a gun, you can put it in your purse, you can put it in your pocket, and you're good to go with it concealed in that fashion.
And Missouri arrived there last year, didn't we, Neil?
Yeah. Yeah, they eliminated the need for a concealed carry permit now in Missouri. So you can carry it without permit.
You're one of those dozen states, and you're to be congratulated.
We're a bunch of rebels here.
that's good, because that really cuts to the core of the statist mentality that the caller has mentioned to, that somehow our employees, the bureaucrats, and the elected officials that we elect somehow get to determine what parts of the Constitution we're protected by from them, because that's what the Constitution is there for. It's not to protect the government from the people. It's to protect the people from the government. Mm-hmm. And it says these are the very few things you can do, especially it's laid out in Article 3, and you're going to look in vain to find gun control among those limited areas of permitted federal government action. So we're admittedly, this is not the be-all and the end-all of this issue. It's only a beginning, but it does cut to the quick of the mentality that says the government gets to make these choices.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Well, the people are the government in a republic.
The biggest problem is the people don't know their rights any longer.
That's true.
So when they go into court and they sit as a jury against somebody who's been charged with, say, felon in possession of a firearm, or somebody's been charged with illegal possession of a machine gun, they don't understand that those laws are null, void, and of no effect, according to the United States Supreme Court. In Miranda versus Arizona, they said, where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking and no legislation which would abrogate them. Okay? That means you can't take away a constitutionally secured right for any rule or regulation they pass. If they don't want a felon to have a firearm, they have to pass a constitutional amendment that says so. If they don't want you to have a machine gun, they have to pass that constitutional amendment that says so. There's no way around
that. The only way they could deny you the right to keep and bear arms would be to find that you had committed a violent felony, and thus when you're in jail, you're not going to be possessing any firearm. But short of that, you're absolutely correct. They have no constitutional voice in this matter, and that's why constitutional carry, while it's only a baby step, let's get that straight, it does go to the core of the way they think about what their powers are. Their powers are not nearly as expansive as they have allowed themselves to believe.
And they are the smallest, the least of these.
That's right.
These.
So we're at least beginning to turn this enormous mistake around. But it's like a tugboat trying to move the Queen Mary. You don't do it on a short swing. It takes a little bit of time, takes a lot of bit of pushing. But eventually, if we keep at it, I think we're going to move the Queen Mary and we're going to get back to the Constitution.
And the clock has moved us. We are out of time just about here. Neil, thank you so much. We have about 30 seconds left. I wanted to give you an opportunity to get people to your website and join Gun Owners of America.
We'd love to have folks go to gunowners.org. There's a free email alert service that they can take advantage of to get on board with that. And typically once a week they'll find out what's actually happening on Capitol Hill. We'll embed an email in that alert that we've written.
And sign up. We're going to have you back because we're out of time, Larry. Thank you so very much. And this is how I close the show every day. You can hear the guitar picking in the background. It's a song called Coming Home that my son wrote. He's the one playing it. And that's what it means, is we have all got to work together to bring America home. Thank you, Larry. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of